volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting Christmas Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper and this is The Rat Ring. I'm about a week late because I'm recording this quite a bit ahead of time just because I've got the time to do it and I feel like doing it, so it's happening. Anyway, so I'm talking about Terrifier 3, which has been out for a while, but I enjoyed it a lot. Movies are very nice in their way of, like, they balance the gory aspect without going too overboard. Like, it sounds a little fucked up to say that, but, like, they never rape any of the characters. I mean, they obviously are incredibly gory and kill them in interesting ways, but they never feel like they're just pure shock. They're fun, is what I'm trying to say, basically. And I also like that Elliot Fulham or something, he's been doing interviews with, like, metal musicians since he was, like, a very young kid. I was so shocked to see him. Anyway, Terrifier 3 was pretty good. I mean, it's obviously not. I don't know if you just picked up my neighbors dropping something. Yeah, it's an alright movie. It's what you'd expect from another Terrifier film. And this episode, I'm trying for sludge metal.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
That was I by Neurosis, Damn by Green Machine, Isolation by Grief, Salt in the Wound by Goat's Blood, and Worthless by Nightfucker. I've talked about it many times, but I still play the Versus game mode in Left 4 Dead 2. My friends and I have collectively put maybe 200 hours into it. I have 300 personally. Either way, it is an amazing game mode. It's still a lot of fun, and the problem with it right now is the servers are really bad, and I was wondering, like, why are the servers, like, constantly crashing? Like, we can't even get more than, like, two rounds in before the game, like, quits. We look it up, and, people are just DDoSing the servers because they can. Valve isn't, you know, taking care of the game anymore because it's quite old now, so they're just letting this happen, and there's no solution for it. You just have to fucking take it on the chin, hope you get lucky and they don't DDoS the server while you're trying to play. Anyway, it really does suck, because, like, what do they gain from this apart from just ruining a bunch of people's fun? I'm not sure, but yeah, it is happening, unfortunately. On a somewhat positive note, but I'll immediately make it negative because I can, and shit kind of sucks. I think I mentioned it, but somebody pulled in front of me without checking if I was there, so I ended up crashing into them, totaling my car. It wasn't, you know, that big a deal. My car was paid off, and my insurance didn't go up because I was at fault, or I wasn't at fault, sorry, so my insurance did not go up. Anyway, it shouldn't have been a big deal, but the problem is I was driving a Mini Cooper, and that is a BMW, which is a very safe and nice car. And I didn't realize how much of your insurance is made up by how safe you are in your vehicle. Like, I thought, you know, likelihood the vehicle will get into an accident, age of the vehicle played a lot into it. No. I had brought my insurance down to $126 a month. I was so happy. And now, I have a Kia Coupe, I think. Anyway, it's 2012, it is not a bad car. My insurance is at $398, just because of the, like, the perceived difference in danger to the driver from a Mini Cooper to a Kia. Like, what the fuck? I only got to enjoy that, like, I'd only got my insurance that low for about 2 months before this fucking asshole had to, you know, crash into me and ruin my car. Anyway, I got a new car now. It took me, like, a couple weeks because this happened during midterm, so I was not dealing with that paperwork. Anyway, I finally got around to it. I have a new car. Unfortunately, the insurance is back up, so fuck me, and also fuck you, the guy who crashed into me. You fucking suck, man. You, like, you just brought my monthly bills up by, like, $200 or so, you little fucking asshole. I was only driving that Mini Cooper because I got a really good deal on it from a family friend. I can't just stumble my way into another BMW. Like, I'm stuck having a shittier car, so no matter what I do, my insurance will be high. I hope you're having a bad time right now. Anyway, I'm going to play more music.
This is a recording of the execution of EF103603.
At this time, the condemned has been secured in the chair. He is not moving. He's just sitting there very passively staring out at the witnesses. The perspiration has been wiped again from the condemned's forehead, and the hood is being placed on at this time.
Commissioner?
Yes.
Is there any further words?
No further words. Carry out the order of the court.
Very well. On my count of three, you press the button. One, two, three.
He made one jerk as the bolt is initially entered his body. At 12:37 hours, this day, the condemned was pronounced dead. We'll be right back.
on me.
That was Of Wall by Leech Milk. What is that one? Sorry, it's got a long title. Bacterial Feast / Control by Diesel Pest. And Stress Builds Character by Dystopia. I've been trying to learn to play like blast beats on the drums. The only issue is I don't have a drum kit because I live in an apartment building. I'm really shit right now. Like, my technique with the flying fingers, which is where you place the stick between your pointer and thumb at like the fulcrum, and it's basically just wherever it bounces the most is where you rest those, and then you use your middle and ring fingers to push back to make the stick hit down, and then it will bounce back up, and you push down, and you use that, and you can get that to go very, very fast if you're good at it. The issue is I'm really bad at it. Like, the quickest I can go is like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and at like 140 BPM comfortably. As soon as you go like even 145, I'm slipping up. So I'm trying to lock in because I really want to play drums for like a band. The only issue is not only am I bad, but I also don't have a drum kit to practice on. I'm just using like a practice pad and hoping when I move over to a drum kit, the skill kind of works that way. I'm not 100% sure, but I've heard of a lot of drummers learning to do it that way, so I'll take their word for it. Anyway, this last one is an ethereal tomb song. Thank you so much for having listened. Please check out the set list at the_rat_ring on Instagram. I have big balls. It's fucking stupid.
Rob One of Medieval, and I'm listening to CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University Radio, straight out of Kingston, Ontario. Free the people.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this? See, that's the type of pitch just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
I have been advised to listen to this record.
People, who are either disabled to see again or to maybe to walk again. But Neuralink was shipping hazardous materials without a hazardous materials permit. So that was another investigation and fine. That's just one federal agency, but it goes on and on. There's over a dozen.
Eric,
the Department of Justice.
We're
going
to have to leave it there, but I want to thank you for being with us. Eric Lipton, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, investigative reporter at The New York Times, will link to your piece. U.S. agency